This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. And it's nice to see Bitcoin over 40,000, which is a beautiful thing. I like that. Bitcoin's over 40,000. That opens things up. Ethereum also moving in. It's nice to see the direction that everything is going in right now with the crypto market. It's nice to see it bounce back the way it has. Overall, man, that's been really, really good to watch, man. I expected the crypto market to come back in a big time way. And this is only the beginning of the climb back. It's going to go to all time highs. Eventually, the exchanges are running out of Ethereum. So this is so good. Every exchange now has less and less Ethereum to sell. And what happens now? The value is going to spike. You're going to see a run on Ethereum that is going to be as Barney would say in How I Met Your Mother. His name was Barney, right? Legendary. Legend. Wait for it. Dairy. It's going to happen. Cardano also. Cardano now, with Gogan being implemented and everything with the smart contracts and everything going on with Africa, these next 6 months, Cardano is also going to shoot up to like $7 to $10 when it's all said and done by the end of the year. So those of you that have been hanging on with Cardano, get ready, bro. This thing is going to explode over the next several months. Certain coins, I can tell you, I think VeChain is another one that is going to start traveling up too, in a big time way. Venus is one that now started to make some big moves here in the last 48 hours. And I think will now start going back to some of the highs that they had in the past. They're the biggest lender in the Binance blockchain. So if they're handling so much money and lending so much money out, there's only one way for Venus to go. There's several coins out there that are definitely, good investments. Chainlink is the one that I would say. I don't know about Litecoin. I don't know if that's what Fred Davis was talking about. But Chainlink, I'm more of a Chainlink guy than Litecoin. I don't have money in Chainlink, but I think Chainlink is the one that is definitely going to travel up also. John Rouse says, you want to get XRP while it's cheap? John, I'm not touching XRP only because of the lawsuit. That's the only, I don't want to mess with that, bro. You know what I mean? I'd rather buy Matic. I'd rather buy Polygon. I'd rather buy VeChain. Everything that you're going to put in XRP, keep buying VeChain. VeChain, isn't it still like at 8 cents? It's a joke. Go buy VeChain. Everything you're going to put in XRP, just buy it in VeChain. It's going to explode. You know, I'm probably more for those. With this whole lawsuit, I'm just kind of, I got to stay away from it. It is a good coin. It's a great concept. Now, remember, XRP and Stellar are kind of competing against each other because they're kind of doing the same things. Stellar, the owner from Stellar, was part creator of XRP and then left. And by the way, he still owns a couple billion dollars of stock in XRP that he can dump at any time. I don't think he's dumped it all yet, but he can dump it and lower the price of XRP a little bit more too. Be careful on that one. But XRP is definitely a good company. The problem is the whole lawsuit thing. I kind of got to stay away from when it comes to all of that. And Brooklyn Rob, the second I mentioned Stellar, he's chiming in. Stellar, bro, killed the dip, sitting pretty. Oh, I'm with you, man. I got a bunch in the dip. The other one, I'll tell you, John, the other one that I love is Mana, Decentraland. I took advantage of that dip also with Decentraland, and that's another one that I think is going to explode. And for those of you that don't know what Decentraland is, Decentraland sells virtual real estate. And some of you are like, virtual, so it's not like real? No, it is real, but it's virtual. As you all know, the world lives a lot on virtual. People are playing all kinds of virtual games. All right, kids are playing all kinds of virtual games, whether it's Vice City or whatever army game they're playing or any. I don't play any of those games, but there are people that are playing sex games or playing life games or playing all kinds of virtual things. So what they do is they cut deals with all these kind of companies. And so, like, let's say you're playing some game there that is, I don't know, family oriented or whatever. And what they do is they cut a deal where they get Coke to be the sponsor of every soft drink that you see inside that virtual game. So then it's marketing that's you know, placed in there. And every car is, it's cut with Mercedes. So every car that's in the game is Mercedes, that kind of stuff. So they sell virtual real estate. And it's something that people would never think of, but it's freaking genius because you have so many people living in these virtual worlds and playing in these virtual worlds that there are advertising opportunities there. Decentraland sells that real estate. And that's an exploding market because it's only going to grow more and more and more as time goes on because our virtual games are just going to get more and more elaborate. So Decentraland, Mana, M-A-N-A is how it's titled under. That's a great company to invest in also. So there you go. Uber Beaner says, walkabout mini golf on Oculus 2 is awesome. Oh, well, there you go. See, he's talking about a game that I have no idea. Walkabout mini golf on Oculus 2 is awesome. So maybe all the balls you hit are Titleist. So Titleist bought the real estate to Oculus Golf and put all the balls there as Titleists. And maybe every club you hit is Callaway. So every time you're playing Callaway, and it's subliminally selling it to you and telling you and all that kind of good stuff, you know? So that's what Mana does. Let's see. I agree. Mana, I had and solid, but planning on buying again this week. It was at $1.70 or $1.60 or $1.80 or something. And it's been under like 70 cents and 60 and 55. And I got it really low, man. I got it super cheap. I'm going to triple that money when it's all said and done, very soon, by the end of the year, I'll triple or quadruple my money with Mana because I took advantage of the dip. You know, that's kind of the way it is. That's the trick here. As what's his name? The classic investor, the Mr. The dude with the white hair. What's his damn name, bro? He's the genius. He's been around forever. But he says when there's blood in the streets, that's when you're supposed to be the most aggressive. And that's what happened in the crypto market lately. All the FUD, people fell for it. But those of us that are smart, we took advantage of all these monster dips. And listen, man, it got to prices that I never saw when I got into crypto. So it was low. I got to buy things lower than I had ever bought them before. Can't wait. Warren Buffett, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Big Bob. Thank you, Brooklyn Rob. Appreciate you, Warren Buffett, who, by the way, a year ago, 2 years ago, was laughing at crypto and making fun of it and all that. And now he's kind of changed his tune and he loves Cardano and because he's finally getting educated on it. That's what I always trip out with these really old investors that they, you know, they want to stay in their stocks and their bonds and all that kind of stuff and gold and silver and stay in the traditional. And there's nothing wrong with having investments in the traditional market. But if you aren't involved in crypto, you're cheating yourself out of the future because that's what's going to end up happening. As Lisa Rose would say, buy the effing dip. That's right. That's what it's all about. Buy the effing dip, baby.